71 plus tax, tag, title, dock, and destination fees. All rebates and incentives to dealer. Negative equity refinanced. Offers don't combine.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
Thank you very much. I'm the one that they're singing about. Yeah, I'm the Stars and Stripes Forever. Star Spangled Banner. You can call me Old Glory, but let's just keep it simple. Just call me Flag. Oh, say, can you see? Okay. Little flag humor. Well, you probably don't recognize me. Say, who is that, Evel Knievel? No way. Yeah, you see, you can't recognize me because...
I'm in my birthday suit, yes.
I'm wearing the original 13 here. Yeah, I remember Miss Betsy sitting there going...
This could be the start of something big. Whoa. Oh, Tom, don't be a pain.
Yes. I was born June 14th, 1777. That makes me a Gemini. I'm kind of unpredictable, crazy. Yes. I like the outdoors, and I'm the life of any party, whether it be Republican, Democrat, Independent, Socialist, anything libertarian, I'll be there. You know, I'm 204 years old. People say, Flag, how do you stay so young? Is it jogging? No. Is it tennis? No. It's waving. And unfurling. Richard Simmons, eat your heart out. Yeah, but it hasn't always been easy for me, though. I had a tough puberty. Yeah, war, famine, invasion. And 1861, well, I had a little skin problem that broke out into 34 stars. But now, well, a little patience, and look what we got now. Look at this. Hold on here. Yeah, we got your Tennessee. How are ye doing today? Here's Vermont. You can't get there from here. Oh, and there's California.
For sure, totally.
Like I said before, you know, I had a tough time for a while. I've been in a lot of wars. They fired missiles and muskets at me, but you know, come the dawn's early light, I'm still there. You know what I'm talking about? You know, I've been made into everything from designer jeans to t-shirts, and I've even been a cape for Mick Jagger. Well, all right! The rocket's red glare, well, all right! But people haven't always been respectful to me. Sometimes it's been tough. There have been some people try and spit on me, trample me, burn me. Foreigners and occasionally some Americans too, but I don't let it get me down because I'm not a stay-at-home kind of flag. You know, I've been to Europe. I've been to both North and South Pole. I was at Iwo Jima. Recently, I've even been to the moon. Different postures. When I'm like this, that means everything's okay. When I'm upside down, well, put on your Mae West and hit the deck. But when I'm like this, well, that's not my favorite position because, well, that's half-mast. I don't mean to bum you out. I didn't come here to depress you. But I gotta tell you something honestly. I haven't been getting out much lately. I guess it's not very chic to put up the flag anymore, you know? Muffin and I have a flag, but we haven't found it for very long. Hey, but look at it this way. Don't look at it as saluting me. Look at it as saluting yourselves. You know, hey, I'm just a flag, a symbol. You're the people. If I may say so from here, long may you wave.
From
From the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM, Riverside Chevrolet.
Fox News Radio, I'm Chris Foster. The North Koreans are once again threatening to cancel a meeting between their leader Kim Jong-un and President Trump next month.
The regime's vice foreign minister saying Vice President Mike Pence is a political dummy. That crack stemming from an interview the vice president gave to Fox's Martha McCallum saying,
"It would be a great mistake for Kim Jong-un to think he could play Donald Trump."
But Secretary of State Mike Pompeo remains optimistic.
"I'm very hopeful that that meeting will take place."
North Korea's threat comes after President Trump met with South Korean President Moon Jae-in earlier in the week.
Fox's Mike Cantor. President Trump says he's considering a 25% tariff on imported autos.
The president saying core industries such as automobiles and automotive parts are critical to our strength as a nation. But pushback is expected from foreign car dealers in the U.S. as well as consumer groups over potentially dramatic price increases.
Fox's Jill Nato. Fox News. We report. You decide.
Once again for Real Men of Genius.
Real Men of Genius.
Today we salute you, Mr. Far Too Pale for Memorial Day.
Mr. Far Too Pale for Memorial Day.
Yes, your skin isn't just pasty. It's actually bright enough to support its own solar system.
They can see me from space now.
1 hour in the sun and they can hoist you up a flagpole to warn people of approaching hurricanes.
But the higher ground, yeah.
Yes, you're not just white, you're radioactive. Your back alone looks as though it could power a fleet of nuclear submarines.
All aboard for adventure.
So go ahead, throw on a swimsuit, step outside and melt the polar ice caps. Spin around in circles and warn passing ships they're getting too close to land. Because after all, if you stand still long enough, plants will lean in your direction.
Mr. Far Too Pale for Memorial Day.
Morning show that's like classic comedy. It just never gets old. Wake up with Greg Budell.
Well, let's see. Now, we have on our team, we have who's on first, what's on second, I don't know's on third.
Jay Scott.
I was born in Peoria, Illinois.
Emily Hayes.
The devil made me buy this dress.
Bailey, the wonder dog. And Rich Thomas.
Take my wife, please.
What's better than a morning show like this?
What are you asking me for? I don't know.
Stand by for three men and a lady.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It is almost Memorial Weekend.
I like to party.
And we're having one, and you're invited. 8 minutes after six, Emily's here. So is Jay Scott, the man with the message today. Listen up closely. One and only. Rich Thomas.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Capital City Ace Hardware. When it comes to hardware for your home, Ace is the place. 3215 Taylor Road next to Applebee's.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
We'll be getting a new update from the National Hurricane Center at 7 o'clock here, so within the hour. But right now they have a 70% probability that the Invest 90L, the disturbance, the group of thunderstorms now over the Yucatan, will become a tropical depression or maybe tropical tropical storm Alberto. So we'll find out at 7 if they go up on that 70% probability. Good chance we're going to have a depression and maybe a very minimal tropical storm. For today, dense fog advisory this morning. It was fine on my way to work, and it's fine out at the airports right now, but I know there are some places in central Alabama that are not fine. For instance, Selma, down to a quarter of a mile right now. Otherwise, mostly cloudy today, scattered to numerous showers and storms with a high around 86. Does this sound familiar? Tonight's low 70. Tomorrow, clouds most of the time. Some sun breaks with a high around 87, scattered to numerous storms. On Saturday, scattered showers and thunderstorms. A generous supply with a high in the mid-80s. Then, as we get into Sunday and Monday, high only in the low 80s. Tropical downpours, rain and storms becoming numerous. The computer models, the GFS, and the European are now coming closer together on a solution. One is farther to the left, that's the Euro. The GFS is farther to the right. That's the GFS. And guess what's in the middle? Oh, that would be us. Locally heavy rainfall as we get into Sunday and Monday, and a terrible beach forecast. Right now, cloudy skies, fog in some areas. Temperature 72 with 100% relative humidity at 611.
Mr. Electric presents three men and a lady's most electrifying story of the morning. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 269-8886. Here with today's high voltage news is Greg Budell.
There's lots to talk about. We got the storm, of course. That could be very electrifying. Remember, surge protection from Mr. Electric, 269-8886. The story, though, that got my attention, even more so this morning than yesterday, is this 30-year-old slob who got evicted by his parents. Yeah. He was interviewed on CNN, and what really puts this story over the top for me, this guy living in his parents' basement, his last name is Rotundo.
You're kidding.
I am not. Listen to this genius on CNN.
Michael, welcome.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. Hi.
So let me start with, you're 30.
Right.
The simplest question, do you not want to find your own place?
No.
Why not?
I don't want to live there anymore.
I don't like living with your parents.
No. It's not, it's very tense. It's very awkward. It's, we have to share space, which, you know, may be the case with, where I would find myself afterwards, but, I'd prefer to get out. I would consider much of what they were doing to try to get me out as a tax, and what I was trying to—I was just, trying to preserve. Trying to do what's best for me, which is just, you know, let's try to be a little more reasonable. You know, I'll leave. I don't like living here.
Yeah, and that skill set's gonna—you're gonna do what to live somewhere else? You know,
gave him five notices.
And they're doing it for his own good.
And the last one, they offered to pay the deposit and first month's rent on a new place for him.
Where's this at?
This is in New York, I believe.
I was going to say, it feels like New York. It feels like a New York thing.
Full disclosure here.
Yeah.
I ran into a rough time, and I briefly had to go back home when I was like 26. It was for a couple of months, and it was not fun. When I got the WLS job, I had to stay with my dad because I had the house in Florida, and right. The job paid well, but it wasn't paying enough to pay for... I was getting ready, actually, to move to downtown and get rid of my car to save the expense of the car. Mm-hmm. And then at 6 months, they chose not to renew the contract because they were going to take the station country. So then I wind up in just... right above the Illinois-Wisconsin border in Kenosha at this big 100,000-watt FM that hit both Milwaukee and Chicago. Mm-hmm. And then Hurricane Andrew came, so I wound up going back to Florida and not taking that job, which actually paid more money than WLS did.
Really?
But as much as I love my dad, when I don't care what age you are, you still feel like a kid, and you still feel like, well, the rules here pretty strict.
Yeah. While you're under my roof, young man.
What time did you come home last night?
You're going to live by our rules.
You're going to do what with who this weekend? Who is she? Why are you spending money to bring her here? And
is the numbers on the millennials, I mean, there's more kids living with their folks longer right now, right?
Oh, it was crazy. Like one in three between 25 and 34 is still with mom and dad.
Still with mom and dad.
You know, and look, if my daughter had a disaster happen, of course I'd take her in. But this kid has never gotten off his butt to do anything. He's just, hey, this is a pretty cushy gig here. Hang out in the basement all day.
Right.
Mom feeds me three meals.
She calls me when it's ready.
It's sort of like, you know, house arrest, where all you got to do is stay at the house, eat,
yep,
and sleep, and then play on your computer in between. So, but the thing that really cracked me up was the name Rotundo.
Rotundo.
Hey, after the break, I'll tell you about a blurb that I saw this morning that really caught my attention. It came over my phone at in the like 3:30 this morning. I'll tell you about it.
Oh, we'll look forward to that. That is called a tease.
Yeah.
And Rich Thomas, well, he's a big old tease.
Yeah.
All callers to the show this morning, of course, qualify for some nice prizes. We draw for those during the Emily segment.
Mm-hmm. Which is every week on Fridays,
the Emily segment. Brought to you by I Didn't Get Enough Attention as a Kid.
So that's the diagnosis?
Oh, yeah.
One of those prizes happens to be the works from Don Duncan All-American Tire and Auto. And if you're up this early, you, believe it or not, have time to get to Don Duncan downtown at 408 Madison or at 2700 Bell Road. They open at 7 o'clock. Get your car in and get it checked out before you hit the road if you're traveling this Memorial weekend. And since it looks like it's going to be wet,
yeah, I would say so.
It's even more advised that you make sure that your tires have adequate tread for real heavy rain. Those kinds of things can make a big difference, even a life and death kind of difference. Take the situation seriously. See Don Duncan. Get your tires rotated at least so that the tread is wearing on an even basis. And then they'll check your fluid levels and make sure you hit the road with as much checked out as possible and eliminate the chances you're going to spend part of your holiday sitting on the side waiting for a tow truck. Again, downtown at 408 Madison, 2700 Bell Road, customer service that will exceed your highest expectations. You okay?
You know, never mind. I'm not even going to start.
How was the steak and eggs this morning downstairs?
Amazing.
I don't know how you do that with the eggs. They're
amazing.
Just so perfect. And I thought the steaks were tasty, real juicy.
Perfectly seasoned.
One morning I'll have Roz get up early and videotape me running around so you can see this routine. I got it down to a fine art, I really do.
We've been fed every morning since August, right?
Mm-hmm.
We've got a friend on the phone.
Mr. Sandman.
He won't feed you, but it'll help you sleep a lot better. It's Mr. Sandman. How are you, sir?
I'm well. How are y'all?
Hey.
I'm good. Yeah. I'm coming to see you, I think, tomorrow.
Okay, wonderful.
Maybe we should hook this Rotundo guy up with Mr. Sandman, because he's going to need a mattress.
He's going to need a mattress, yeah.
At a good price. And
we do deliver, maybe not that far, but, you know, we do deliver. But what I was going to say is there is a tropical storm possibly coming, or maybe even a hurricane.
Mm-hmm.
You need
to
go ahead.
Not a hurricane.
Huh?
Not a hurricane.
Not a hurricane. Yeah. Okay, good. But you still need to stock up on mattresses.
Yeah.
You know, if the weather gets bad, you got to have a good, comfortable place to sleep, and a mattress is nice for that. They're made for sleeping. They're made for laying around. Made for laying around. Made for just, you know, everything that's wonderful in life. So come get a new mattress. We've got them on sale. But seriously, we do have some of the very best mattresses, most comfortable mattresses you will find anywhere. And the largest selection of premium nice mattresses in this area by far. You know, you come to our stores, you can look at somewhere in the neighborhood of 80 to 90 mattresses, different models, different styles, everything from ridiculously hard to really, really luxuriously soft, and everything in between, and at prices that are, you know, you can afford. You don't have to finance them for 5 years or whatever to pay for a mattress. That's ridiculous. So, pillows, headboards, beds, but our main business is mattresses. I have, you know, way more mattresses from Restonic, Serta, J. Jameson, Sutherland, and other companies that are really premium nice products at affordable prices. Now, we do have 2-year no-interest financing available, but, none of this 5 or 10-year stuff that some stores are doing to you. So come see us.
This is our friend, I think most of us, even in this entire building above and beyond the morning show, are sleeping on a Mr. Sandman mattress. And I know that one of Mr. Sandman's biggest fan is Mommy the Swami.
Yeah, she's a wonderful lady.
She thinks you're a wonderful guy.
Well, she's gullible. But
you may be getting a call from her later.
Okay.
Locations and hours, sir?
On the Atlanta Highway, back across from the Dairy Queen, 10 to 6, Monday through Saturday, as all the hours in Millbrook, which is 3 miles from I-65 on the right-hand side in the little shopping center. And they're open, as I said, 10 to 6. And, got a huge selection of adjustable beds also. So come see us. We'd appreciate it.
Mr. Sandman, we appreciate you. Thank you.
And thank
have
you.
A good holiday weekend and a very lucrative one, we hope. At 620, your local news, and then we're right back.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Alabama state troopers say 30-year-old Zeobia Daniels died when the car she was driving left the road and overturned in Butler County. That crash happened on County Road 54 near Perry Lucky Road. Daniels was not wearing a seatbelt and was thrown from the car. The state parole board has denied parole for Judith Ann Neely, a woman convicted of killing a 13-year-old girl in 1982. Neely killed 13-year-old Lisa Ann Milliken after she was abducted from a mall in Rome, Georgia. Neely's attorney says she was brainwashed by her husband into committing the crime. And Alabama public health officials are launching a new campaign called Tips from Former Smokers. It features real people who are living with serious long-term health effects due to smoking or secondhand exposure. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Today is Thursday.
I figured this might be a more gentle way to start off the day.
Thursday.
Thursday.
TGIT.
Thursday.
I think we got a show.
Oh, yeah, we got a show.
I'm Judge Christy Edwards, and I want to be your next judge on the Alabama Court of Civil Appeals. I believe judges should uphold the laws as they're written and appreciate the importance of ruling clearly and consistently so that the people and the businesses understand their rights and obligations. I'm Christy Edwards. I'm a wife, a mother, a judge, and a conservative, and I'm asking for your vote on June the 5th. The only thing I'm promising you is to be fair and to work hard for the people of this state.
Paid for by committee to elect Christy Edwards, P.O. Box 4211, Montgomery, Alabama, 36103.
Rise and shine, Alabama. It's dial time. It's dial time. It's dial time. It's time to start the show. With hard work and new ideas, Gerald Dial is on the go. Gerald Dial for agriculture. There is no better sign to keep Alabama growing. It's dial time.
Gerald Dial, conservative, creating jobs. Republican Gerald Dial will grow all of Alabama as Commissioner of Agriculture and Industries, creating opportunity and jobs for all Alabamians, rural, urban, and suburban. Vote Gerald Dial, June 5th.
Gerald Dial for agriculture. There is no better sign to keep Alabama growing. It's dial time.
Paid for by Dial for Ag and Industry, Box 248, Lineville, Alabama, 36266.
Live, local talk, the River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Good morning.
Big day, everyone.
Big day. It's Thursday.
Oh, yeah.
You're up early.
Don't kiss me. Morning, Ben.
What are you listening to?
Big, fancy radio show.
It's my favorite show.
Really? That show is not for kids. Can't wait to listen. You will not be listening.
Wakey, wakey, eggs and bacon.
Okay, DJ, hit it.
Here we go, showtime.
All right, up ahead, the timeline with Rich Thomas. Sorry, Rich Thomas, School of Broadcasting students, you only get Monday off. And he will teach you a new lesson in how to be a DJ today.
Woohoo!
In the Cheap and Trashy segment, I've got the latest on Star Wars and Han Solo.
You are so up on it.
I am. I will flex my expertise. Right around 6, whenever we get to it, whenever it falls in. An interesting story about quarterback Aaron Rodgers.
Hey, Aaron.
Yeah, he spells it with a double A. Aaron Rodgers. Very good. Who's going to play the Hunchback of Notre Dame? Jeffrey Tambor, abuser. And somebody you would never think would do it is going to bring back Captain Kangaroo.
What?
Yeah.
Huh? That is and Mr. All. Green Jeans?
I don't know about Mr. Green Jeans.
Grandfather Clock and a Dancing Bear.
I don't know who all from the original cast is going to be
around. Come on, you know about Star Wars and you don't know about this?
Oh, dang.
Well, I kind of graduated out of the Captain Kangaroo thing a while back. Although, you know, I can't get the theme to play, Jay, because...
I want that theme. I want to hear that theme.
I had to put something else over because it was in a category that you eliminated or something.
It's been
in there since 2005. No, I don't expect you to do anything.
How many words have we had from Jay so far today?
I have a grunt.
A grunt?
At this point.
There's a two.
That's a whole grunt. Grunt and a half.
Sound like Bertha Butt, one of the Butt sisters.
Caveman radio.
Troglodyte J. Wait a minute. Here is Rusty Aldrich with... You said yesterday that after the election you were going to offer tips to some politicians about how to do something. Oh, I see. Rusty has some advice for one of the pals that's running for office. And we're sure eager to get to that primary. The sooner the better. At 6:26, our first look at the roads, and then we're back with the timeline.
Traffic is brought to you by Bluebell's homemade vanilla ice cream. It's creamy, delicious, hand-cranked taste takes you back to the simpler times. Some say Bluebell is the best ice cream in the country.
From the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, we're still doing good this morning. East Boulevard over 85, not a problem there right now. If you're coming out of Millbrook and Prattville, you got a straight shot all the way down to the interchange up from the Hyundai plant on 65 North. You're doing good. Same thing on 85 North and South. All in all, your Thursday morning rolling right along. Today is the day to change your life. Trenum State Community College has the training and you have the desire. Make it happen. Trenum State Community College, the college for real careers. I'm Jerry Howell for Montgomery Skywatch, filling in for Rick Walker.
If you plan to be on the road this Memorial Day weekend, don't drink and drive. Elect a designated driver or find alternative transportation. The Vance Law Firm wants you to have a fun and safe holiday weekend.
My radio dial never strays.
What's up, G?
This show doesn't have a topic.
Those are things that you have to have as a human.
Thanks for wasting my time.
Martha Roby. Can we really trust her? Roby says she supports the president now, but Roby turned her back on President Trump when he needed her most. Listen.
Mr. Trump, I would like for you to step aside.
That's right. Martha Roby told Donald Trump to step aside and refuse to vote for him for president. Is that who we want to represent us in Congress? Changing Washington starts right here. Bobby Bright, Republican for Congress, for you.
I'm Bobby Bright, and I approve this message.
I'm Randall Houston, District Attorney for Elmore, Autauga, and Chilton Counties. I've known Bobby Bright for 25 years. Bobby is honest, competent, and conservative. When Bobby was in Congress, he worked closely with the district attorneys and made law and order a priority. With Bobby, it's about the people. We need this type of leadership for Alabama. We need Bobby Bright.
I'm Bobby Bright, and I appreciate the support of my friend, Randall Houston, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Bobby Bright for Congress.
There is only one person in the race for state treasurer that we can trust to get the job done. That man is John McMillan. John McMillan is a proven conservative that will protect our money with honesty and integrity. When special interest in Montgomery tried to raise your taxes with Amendment 1, John McMillan led the fight to defeat it. John McMillan was instrumental in the creation and success of the Alabama Oil and Gas Trust Fund. John McMillan has responsibly managed hundreds of millions of our tax dollars and will ensure that the state keeps its commitment to the PAC program and state retirement systems. He is proud to be a lifetime member of the NRA. He's a Christian, a devoted husband and father. On June the 5th, vote John McMillan, conservative, Republican, state treasurer.
Paid for by John McMillan for State Treasurer, P.O. Box 11054, Montgomery, Alabama, 36111.
Have you heard about Joe Bonner and James Bonner?
Who?
Joe was a Republican in Congress.
Who's the other?
That's James Bonner. Same name, nothing in common. James Bonner runs for office all the time and always comes up short. Bonner would be a disaster for Republicans. James Bonner dodged taxes, didn't pay alimony, defaulted on 8 loans, and declared bankruptcy. Bonner said he was too sick to work and couldn't pay up. Now, he wants a taxpayer-funded job on the Public Service Commission.
So, who are you voting for?
I'm with the Trump conservative, Jeremy Oden. Oden fought Obama's EPA and lowered our utility rates. Oden is the conservative we need on Alabama's Public Service Commission.
I'm Jeremy Oden. I'm a small government, pro-Trump conservative, and I'll get government out of the way and out of our pockets.
Paid for by the Jeremy Oden Campaign, P.O. Box 9, Eva, Alabama, 35621.
Express Oil Change and Tire Engineers understand you have choices when it comes to auto service and repair, but great value along with trust and integrity isn't easy to find. Visit one of our 6 locations for repair from certified technicians and tire values like a $100 mail-in rebate on a set of select Goodyear tires now through June 30th. Apply for our credit card and pay no interest for 12 months. Express Oil Change and Tire Engineers, where our service is always backed by a 12-month, 12,000-mile warranty.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
This weekend is the unofficial start of summer.
Hey, we're heading into the Memorial Day weekend, the beginning of summer.
Well, it's Memorial Day weekend. Right. We're all going to be in bikinis.
Somebody get this man a burger.
Winter's over. It's time to come out and grill.
This beach is going to be invaded.
The Speedo is completely acceptable.
Days away from Memorial Day weekend.
Yes.
I mean, this is the sort of like the beginning of the sort of summer woohoo.
We'll be at the playground drinking beer. Mm. God, we love beer.
There's a 3-day weekend coming up.
A beer could help.
Weekend!
Yeah. Thank you, Weezy. It is 6:31 on News Talk 93.1 FM with the timeline for the 24th of May. Here is your host, Rich Thomas.
144th day of the year, 221 days remain. National Brothers Day. Boy, I miss mine. Well, I've lost 3 of them here in a very short period of time. So if you have your brothers still around, be good to them. It's National Eat More Fruit and Vegetables Day. That sounds healthy.
I'm abstaining from that.
Gregory Benjamin, you eat your vegetables or you won't go out to play. National Escargot Day. All right. 1844, Samuel Morris transmits the message, "What hath God wroth," from Washington to Baltimore, and formally opens America's first telegraph line. There it is, 1844. I could do 5 words a minute on the code. And right now, I couldn't. 135 years ago, in 1883, the Brooklyn Bridge opened after 14 years of construction. 27 workers died during the building of the iconic bridge that connects Manhattan to Brooklyn. Brooklyn Bridge, largest suspension bridge ever built to that date. Ken Burns did his first documentary on the Brooklyn Bridge. Excellent.
Yes. In fact, those men did not die in vain because they learned about decompression.
That's right, the bends.
The bends,
yeah. Exactly. Yes, sir.
And by the way, wouldn't you consider Morse code to be the first form of texting?
You know what? You're absolutely right.
Thank you very much.
I love the way it changed the Civil War. It just was the complete game changer.
Sometimes I think you're not as dumb as I think you are.
Thank you for recognizing me.
119 years ago, 1899, the first auto repair shop opened in Boston.
In Boston?
Boston.
You take your car there.
To the car down.
Your car.
Pocket.
Yeah.
To the garage.
Yeah, at 4.
In Boston.
They work on it.
83 years ago, 1935, first Major League Baseball game at night took place at Crosley Field, Cincinnati, Ohio. The Reds beat the Phillies 2-1 that night. 50 years ago, 1968, in a shocker, Mick Jagger and his girlfriend, Marianne Faithfull, arrested for marijuana possession.
Dun, dun, dun.
I did not know they did that.
They stood before the judge. He said, you on drugs?
1969, Beatles with Billy Preston started a five-week run at number one with Get Back. That's the only time that the Beatles credited any other person on their record. Billy Preston, the only single credited. 1975, Earth, Wind, and Fire, number one on the U.S. single charts with Shining Star, the group's first and only U.S. number one. That's hard to believe.
Yeah, it is.
We should make it our song of the day. Kind of a fusion, R&B, funk, rock, pop, disco. This group had it. And the horns kind of made it shine. Give me the horns. Yeah. You are a shining star.
Yeah.
No matter who you are. Yeah. Earth,
wind,
fire.
We wish upon a star. All right, beginning Rich Thomas School of Broadcasting students, make sure you know what you're doing before you try to talk or have a dialogue with the actual lyrics of the song. Back to you.
I need to put that on the list, too.
Oh, yeah, for the wedding?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a good one. 30 years ago, 1988, John, how do you say his name? He was the fastest talking guy. Remember the FedEx commercial, John?
Oh, yeah.
John
Machida.
Yeah, John Machida.
586 words per minute. I remember that commercial. 1989, Indiana Jones, The Last Crusade, directed by Spielberg, produced by George Lucas, premieres on this date. 2003, Paul McCartney in Red Square performing. In Russia, first performance ever in Russia, 20,000 fans. I got that DVD, and it's pretty good. They loved it.
I think Dad has that one, too. I've seen that one.
Putin showed up at it. He
really?
Was in the front row. Yeah.
Yeah, he was Putin on the Ritz.
Putin on the Ritz. I like it. 2016, 2 years ago today, Bill Cosby ordered to stand trial in his sexual assault case in Norristown, Pennsylvania. Birthdays, Robert Allen Zimmerman. Is 77 today. Bob Dylan, Pride of Duluth, Minnesota.
We have a very funny tribute to him at the end of this hour.
Very nice. Very nice. Rich Rodriguez is 55, college football coach who took the University of Michigan's football program to unprecedented levels. Levels of terribleness, actually, before beginning canned.
Yeah, he was real successful somewhere along the East Coast.
Right.
And he was like, everybody's saying that. What a great catch by Michigan to take this guy.
Yeah, it didn't work out.
No.
Roseanne Cash is 63, country music singer, Johnny's daughter. Priscilla Presley, 73 today. I still think of her in Naked Gun whenever I think of Priscilla Presley.
Shall I bring up a...
Yeah, nice.
A memorable moment from that, sure, and when she was in the office and she was getting something for Frank Drebin.
Uh-huh, right.
He's holding the ladder and says,
nice beaver.
Just, thank you. Just had it. Patti LaBelle is 74. Lady Marmalade, song about New Orleans. Hey, Radar O'Reilly, Gary Berghoff is 75 today. Tommy Chong is 80 and still token up. One day till Memorial Day weekend. Hey, we're 9 days away from the Centennial Bash, the city of Montgomery honoring 100 years of Maxwell Air Force Base here in town at Riverwalk Park from 2 to 5 on June 2nd. And I know the MC. He's a nice guy.
Seems pretty cool.
Yeah, he's all right.
I heard he's
adorable.
24 days till Father's Day, 41 days till Independence Day, birthday cake in 125 days, wedding cake in 246 days.
God.
Let them eat cake. That's your timeline.
With your host, Rich Thomas.
246.
Time now for Baumhauer's winning word of the day.
Oh, how exciting.
And the winning word of the day is...
sunrise. As in sunrise breakfast platter.
Yay.
This is something you can enjoy at Baumhauer's downtown. You can do it today.
Today.
Live.
The sunrise breakfast platter, too. Fluffy like Bailey the Wonder Dog.
Aww.
That's my little special nickname for her. How's Fluffy? Because Rich says she's getting fat, and I say no.
she's
just fluffy. Extra fluffy. Buttermilk pancakes, eggs, your choice of crisp applewood smoked bacon or breakfast sausage, and it's only $3.49. You heard that correct. Two pancakes, eggs, your choice of applewood smoked bacon or sausage, just $3.49. That's unbelievable. Let's go now. Let's put a best of on and head over there. Baumhauer's downtown, 7 to 10 a.m. Monday through Friday at 201 Union. And you can park underground for free. Don't forget they also serve lunch at that location as well. Again, Sunrise, your Baumhauer's winning word of the day.
Rich Thomas Weather is sponsored by the Montgomery Zoo, featuring animals from around the world, and now the brand new exhibit Stingray Bay. Enjoy the outdoors with your family at the Montgomery Zoo, open 7 days a week.
If you get a chance to check out my morning video this morning, I really worked hard on it, and it has great information about the tropical trouble in the Gulf and the unwanted tropical visitor this weekend. You know, one of those relatives that won't leave, that comes and stays and won't leave, might have the name Alberto, perhaps. So check out my morning video. I promise you it is worth your time. You can see it on our weather app. You can see it on Facebook. You can see it on YouTube. You can see it on Twitter. It's probably on the side of your toaster, as far as I know. Dense fog advisory in effect until 9. Otherwise, mostly cloudy today, with scattered to numerous showers and storms. High around 86. Tonight's low 70. Tomorrow, clouds most of the time, but some sun breaks. High around 87. Scattered to numerous storms again. Saturday, scattered showers and thunderstorms. Do you see the pattern? Generous supply, high in the mid-80s. Then on Sunday and Monday, high only in the low 80s as tropical downpours take over. Rain and thunderstorms, perhaps from a tropical depression, maybe from a minimal tropical storm that seems to be converging on the central Gulf Coast sometime, maybe coming ashore late Sunday, but the effects would be well out ahead of it with locally heavy rainfall for here and the Gulf Coast beaches. What beach you're saying? Every beach. Trust me. People are giving me specific locations they're going.
How about the son of a...
Son of a beach.
But, yeah, I'll talk to you about something when you're finished with weather.
There's a little bit of fog right now in some areas. Some areas it's worse than others, down to a quarter of a mile with dense fog advisory. And the temperature now 72 at 641.
Alabama Wholesale Lumber, serving the River Region with the best quality building materials for decades. Contractor to do-it-yourselfer. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
I want you to listen to the sound of me doing healthy things.
Oh.
Oh, my God.
That was just a...
Wait a minute. I got to go for a minute.
little dash will do you. Where's my swizzle stick here?
That poor highlighter.
That's all we got.
There's swizzle sticks downstairs.
There's spoons
then
downstairs.
Please bring some up. Help me. I'm at that forgetful age.
Yeah.
I brought the apple juice up.
Mm-hmm.
Do I want to say that on the air?
No, you don't.
At before 6.
Uh-huh.
I brought the cup up during the first break.
Before 6?
Yeah. Before 6. And then the last time I came up, I forgot it.
Before 6.
So if you would help me instead of making fun of me.
I don't make fun of you. I just worry about the level of sanitation there with the highlighter.
Are you kidding? Do you know what I put into this body over the years? Not a germ on a highlighter pen is not going to kill me, and if it does, you can laugh at my funeral.
No, that will not happen. So look, there's this whole thing happening this weekend with my sister-in-law's birthday down at the beach, and they've had this condo for a couple of months, and Elizabeth and Aaron are headed down there. They're
already spent, already
yeah,
paid
already
for.
Paid for. They're going to stop in Montgomery on the way back, and we're going to go dress shopping, and we've got the appointments made for all that that had to be moved because of my brother. But anyway, my dad has just texted me, and he said the city of Daphne, which is where they live, they're offering free sandbags to everybody because of because of the storm. And
I watched your video. One of the models had like 12 inches.
Had a foot of rain near the Mobile Bay.
Yeah. And my brother-in-law and my two nephews, Asher and Minor, are supposed to be staying at my dad's house this weekend.
Yeah.
While all the girls and stuff were at the beach or whatever. They're going to have like a dude's weekend. And Dad's like, I'm about to call them and say, look, no, I don't want you down here in this risk. If they're giving us free sandbags, I'm trying to remember the last time they did that.
I'm reading people talking to me on Facebook saying, I'm still going to the beach. And I understand that. I went on the 4th of July one year in Panama City where they had 10 inches of rain. I ate a lot of seafood and took in some movies.
And for me, it's really relaxing to be sitting on the deck or the porch of a condo.
Yeah.
And it's raining, and you're looking at the beach, and it's just nice and calm and all that stuff. But, man, to be driving down in it, driving back up from it, and just it be the whole time with no break.
That's the awful part.
The driving stuff. And Mobile itself floods super easy downtown.
They really depend. They depend on this weekend to bring in a lot of revenue.
Oh, this will be devastating to many beach.
Alexi Gambler called yesterday afternoon. He said there are hotels all over the Gulf that are begging people to come down because so many people have canceled.
Yeah.
After you remember to help me remember a stirrer, help me to do that infusion commercial. I'm going to reschedule that for a little bit later. Because that's why I was...
Oh, sorry.
But with all this rain, I think it is a serious consideration that you may see, and if we get, you know, the kind of potential rains that Rich is talking about, you might find yourself dealing with some roofing issues. Now, most of the time, that's just the rain finding its way in. As the roof ages, little apertures can develop, and it can sneak in and cause... And it doesn't do a tremendous amount of damage, but it does leave an ugly stain. And Jones Brothers can chemically treat the area. They're great at detecting where the water got in. They come out, they treat it and seal it, and so it doesn't happen again in that location. Then they send a painter out who's an expert at making that stain go away without having to redo the entire ceiling. So trust Jones Brothers for diagnosis and repair on anything relative to a roof leak. And if your roof needs to be repaired and or replaced, they tell you that, you can trust them. They've been doing this for over 7 decades. And in a town this size, you'd be out of business quick if you weren't doing people right. Jones Brothers, 800-264-8009. See all of their available services at jbroof.com.
Traffic is brought to you by Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, home of the largest used car inventory in the area.
In the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, I'm Jerry Hell. Your Thursday morning still doing good out here. We've checked with all the authorities again. Wetumpka, Millbrook, Prattville, State Police, Haynes Ambulance Service, all of it reporting clear at the moment. I don't see any headaches to send you on to an alternate route. 31 out of Prattville, 331 from the South Troy Highway and the Boulevard, along with Highway 80, doing good. Now, if you're in an accident, you have a lot of questions and you need some answers. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333. NORIP states may the quality of legal services provided is greater than that of other attorneys. I'm Jerry Howell for Montgomery Skywatch, filling in for Rick Walker.
If you plan to be on the road this Memorial Day weekend, don't drink and drive. Elect a designated driver or find alternative transportation. The Vance Law Firm wants you to have a fun and safe holiday weekend.
We really have to work on the show.
You can't wake me up to play video games or something?
Well, it's still early.
Hi, I'm John Schmidt, and I have some good news for you. God is willing to forgive us today. Tally sticks were once used to track attendance at school. Each student had a stick into which a small mark or nick was cut each time the student was present and roll was taken. If you arrived late to class, no nick was cut. But if you arrived just before the teacher called your name, you were said to have fortunately made it in the nick of time. Some people think about a relationship with God this way. They know they're not living rightly, but they put off repenting of their sins and asking God for forgiveness, hoping to deal with things in the nick of time before they die. The Apostle Paul warns us this is a dangerous gamble. In 2 Corinthians 6:2, he wrote, "The right time is now. Today is the day of salvation." So why would I put off getting rid of guilt and shame and experiencing God's forgiveness? He's more than ready and willing to forgive me today if I just come to Him. And that's good news. I'm John Schmidt, the senior pastor of Centerpoint Fellowship Church, centeringlives.com.
Looking for insurance? Or maybe you're just not satisfied with your current carrier. How does quality coverage with local service at competitive rates sound to you? The folks at MyStark offer just that. Bundle your car, home, life insurance, and more to save hundreds with them. As an independent agency with over 20 of the top-rated national carriers like Travelers, Cincinnati, Auto Owners, Progressive, Encompass, Chubb, and Pure, to name a few, MyStark is sure to find the perfect match for you and your loved ones. Their reputation speaks for itself, as it is unrivaled in the River Region. Since their inception in 1929, almost 90 years ago, they've gotten to know the city well and have a staff equipped to bring you the best customer service. They chose a dog as their mascot for a reason. Dog is man's best friend. So let Starkey be yours. Quote with them and they'll have Starkey sniff out the best coverage for you. Find them on Facebook at facebook.com/MyStark Insurance and on Instagram and Twitter under MyStark. You can visit their site at MyStark.com or call them at 334-263-5535 for quotes from multiple carriers.
Before you fire up the grill this weekend, fire up the savings. Wow's Memorial Day sale is here, and you can save $10 off all internet-only packages every single month for the next 2 years. But hurry, this sale only lasts 5 days and ends on May 28th. Make your internet sizzle at a price that's too good to miss. Visit wowway.com or call 1-855-WOWWAY2 today. Wow, that's better. Offer for new customers subject to change. 10 meg internet not included. Restrictions apply.
Hey, man, what's up for lunch?
Feel like something special?
Well, how special?
Like the lunch special at B.B. King's Blues Club.
Over at Wind Creek, Montgomery?
Yeah. Every Monday through Friday for just $10.99, you get the best meat and three in town with southern cornbread and iced tea, plus banana pudding for just $2.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's roll.
B.B. King's Blues Club, inside Wind Creek Casino and Hotel Montgomery. Price does not include tax and gratuity.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hollywood Hotel, good evening. The picture? Oh, yes, it's the biggest show of the season. Everybody's in it.
Well, we hope to get out of that cow sooner or later, lady. It is Keeping Trashy at 6:49. I am the Lord and Master of all things Star Wars related.
Okay.
Opening tonight at select theaters.
All right.
Yeah, Han Solo Cup is some Star Wars marketing for the fanboy nerds that they are targeting. Think of all the money they'll be pocketing, selling action figures of the cast. A Han Solo doll that is plastic and poseable, Millennium Falcon that's remote controllable, and Star Wars fast food toys they give us as promotionals, gonna make a ton of cash. Woo!
Han Solo Cup, profits are up, they're making money.
Nerd boys, there is a Star Wars burlesque. Whoops. I thought that was going to be something else, obviously, and I apologize profusely for my incompetence.
Are you sure this work will be in competent hands?
Certainly, we're all incompetent.
It's called The Empire Strips Back.
Oh, clever.
And it's an Australian troupe, and they're touring California from the end of this month through June 9th.
I know a few friends have been to a Star Wars-themed burlesque show.
Well, I've heard from friends that there are adult websites that feature people wearing costumes, like from Star Wars or Wonder Woman. And
my friend Jordan, his birthday is always on Memorial Day weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And he, for years and years and years, has had the Slave Leia entourage. And it's just a bunch of girls.
Leia?
Yeah, and they're all in Slave Leia costumes. And like, it's a whole weekend thing. It's happening this weekend in Mobile.
Speaking of sex.
That's not what. Okay.
No, it's.
Go ahead. Like, you need my permission.
Sarah Silverman has come out and said, I'm okay with Louis C.K. and Aziz Ansari and Al Franken and what they did, because they've changed, and I know them.
Oh.
Now, does that include President Trump and any past sexual missteps he may have made?
No!
Of course not, bitch.
Okay.
I can't stand that girl. But, of course, she was married to the Grim Weeper of late-night TV, Jimmy Kimmel, so...
Was married?
Yeah, they're not together anymore.
Yeah. The NFL is banned kneeling during the national anthem. This is going, you know, instead of taking this controversy off the front page, they're just going to make it worse. And the damage that's been done, I don't think, is reversible. Now, as long as we're talking football, Olivia Munn says the feud and Aaron Rodgers, Aaron Rodgers,
mm-hmm.
for those of you who are Key and Peele graduates, she says that the friction in his family is strictly due to the fact that they're all jealous of him. Fame and success can be really complicated if their dreams are connected to your success. I do think it's not okay when you try to stand on someone's shoulders and then throw dirt in their face, which is what they did to him. And you understand, it's got to be interesting when you have a family and everybody's had kind of a run-of-the-mill life, but there's one person that goes on to either become a superstar or a great sports celebrity. I could see my, what's wrong with me? How come I wasn't good enough?
Poor fella.
Yeah. Mark Wahlberg is the guy bringing back Captain's Kangaroo.
Oh my God, Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch.
Yeah, he was on Ellen yesterday. And, you know, the original show, they wrote 6,000 episodes of that. Think about
really?
It.
Wow.
That's amazing.
That's crazy. I think the Captain Kangaroo guy was my Aunt Susan's neighbor on Long Island.
May have been. Bob Keeshan, because that show did come from New York City. So it's in early stages, but he wants to bring it back with the specific purpose of teaching kids and getting them interested in science, technology, and engineering. And I think that's great, if that's, in fact, what he does. If they're going to use it to brainwash kids into socialism, I'll be the first one to complain. Another NFL story. Remember Richie Incognito, the Dolphin player who was bullying another player?
Yeah.
And we all kind of laugh because, like, you're in the freaking NFL, bad boy, you know. You're bullying. Somebody's bullying me. Well, he is being held for psychiatric evaluation after an altercation at a gym. And another guy from the baseball world who is not too far from that bad apple, Lenny Dykstra.
Oh, Lenny.
Some of our more mature listeners remember that name from the 80s and 90s. He's been arrested again for drug possession and weapons. This guy has been in and out of jail now almost since the end of his baseball career. And Jessica Walter, who played an amazingly creepy woman in Play Misty for Me, says that Jeffrey Tambor was verbally abusive on the set of Arrested Development. He just had an explosive temper. And Idris Elba, did I pronounce that correctly?
Yeah.
You did, yeah.
Wow.
Will play the Hunchback of Notre Dame.
Who is that?
Idris Elba.
What is that person?
I'm trying to give you something that you might
that
know.
You've seen.
Well, it's on Netflix, and it's a really great show, Luther.
Oh.
Fantastic right. British crime show called Luther, and it's very good.
Cancel okay. Netflix.
You did?
Yep. Oh, and one other thing, the next season of Survivor.
Next season on Survivor, television ratings continue their decline, leading CBS network execs to totally forget that there are people on some remote island, now left to really fend for themselves. Jeff Probst, contestants, and the crew members who usually build those elaborate puzzles, climbing towers, and mazes.
We're all equal out here now, Probst, so shut up!
All trying to survive.
Oh, what was that? Who's got the repellent?
Survivor, Forgotten Island.
Well, the votes are in. Looks like we're going to kill and eat you.
Oh, great. Blindside.
This fall on CBS.
6:56 with the word about our friend Dr. Jeff Pasley at Millbrook Family Chiropractic. Here's Emily Haynes.
You know how you always ask us to remind you about things?
Yes.
Like to go to Adam's Drugs
yes.
or to tell people about infusion and things yes. like that. I need somebody to remind yeah. me to find my insurance information.
No.
Because last night, like I have insurance now, and that makes things a little bit easier in life. But last night I was cooking dinner and, you know, cleaning up as you go, putting everything in the dishwasher and was doing laundry and I made the beds and things like that. So, and I've had back pain for a while.
Yeah.
I've just never dealt with it. But then last night I started like getting very stiff. Very stiff to where it hurt to move and such like that. And I was sitting there telling fiance about it, and he was like, why don't you call Dr. Jeff Pasley?
Yeah.
I mean, from where we are in Millbrook, he's right there. He's got super flexible hours, so anybody in Montgomery that wants to go and experience the care that you get at Millbrook Family Chiropractic, you'll be able to because the hours are Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 7 to noon, and then 2 to 6. And then on Tuesday and Thursday, they're open 7 to noon. They don't overbook, so you won't be rushed in, rushed out. You won't have to speed through what's wrong with you. You'll have a chance to sit there and really talk to Dr. Jeff Pasley about what's ailing you and get you well from the inside out. One thing that I'm really excited about, because I'm probably going to call him after the show at 285-8483, but I know going into it, I'm not going to just be told, well, here's a prescription for some pain pills and go on about your way. Going to get it figured out, going to stop hurting, and going to be happy to do the domestic duties that I'm doing so well right now. So if you want to live pain-free, call Dr. Jeff Pasley at Millbrook Family Chiropractic. Again, that number is 285-8483. They're located at 3363 Highway 14 in Millbrook. You can find out more about them at millbrookchiropractor.com. And like I always say, check out the Facebook reviews for Millbrook Family Chiropractic online. They're absolutely amazing.
Thank you, Emily. It's 6:58. Fox News coming up, and a hilarious reason why May 24th is the greatest day ever.
I'm Dustin Devon, candidate for the Alabama State House. I'm running to fight for Elmore County and defend our rights. I'm pro-life, pro-Second Amendment, and most importantly, I'm one of you, Elmore County, born and raised. Elmore County is getting left behind, and my opponent is the reason why. He has fought our county commission and refuses to take a leadership role and sponsor any local legislation directed at improving Elmore County. When the heat was turned on by the legislative leadership this year, my opponent folded and refused to uphold and strengthen our ethics laws. My opponent receives almost all his money from big special interest, PACs, and lobbyists. I have not taken a single penny of special interest, PAC, or lobby money. I'm ready to fight for economic development and infrastructure resources for Elmore County. We stand to gain substantially from President Trump's infrastructure plan, and while my opponent was fighting against Donald Trump's nomination,